content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors. Great companies like Sun Warrior, the pioneers of plant-based protein. From the sun to the plant to you, go to sunwarrior.com to learn more about all the products and use the code OLR for 20% off your order. Enviromedica, makers of Terraflora, a novel broad-spectrum symbiotic combining spore-form probiotics and advanced food-based ancient prebiotics. Find Terraflora and the full line of products at enviromedica.com. Paleo Magazine, now all digital. Go to paleomagazine.com to subscribe. The Wellbeing Journal, Veg World Magazine, the International Society of Sports Nutrition, and Thorne Research. Visit our dispensary at oneliferadio.com for 20% off and free shipping. You can find more information on all of our sponsors, including links to listener discounts, on the oneliferadio.com sponsor page. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio.
Want to go higher, baby? You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. Hello, everyone. Happy Monday. This is Bernadette with Ronaldo Davis, broadcasting live from Dallas, Texas on iHeartMedia, as well as KMET in Southern California on ABC News Talk. How you doing today, Ronaldo? Did you have a good Father's Day?
I did. I'm doing great. It's my first Father's Day, as a matter of fact.
Oh, and it was awesome. Right.
Yes.
Okay, so if I'm not being too nosy, what did your wife, Brittany, do for you for Father's Day?
Well, she got me what I wanted. I wanted a drill, like a Black and Decker drill. So she got me a drill.
Okay. I love it.
Yeah. And pretty much we just sat back and, you know, did nothing. Pretty much what every dad does on Father's Day, you know?
Yeah. Well, the reason I'm laughing so hard is because we've got Jason Harris coming up on the show today, and Autumn Connolly. I'm going to introduce her in just a second, but he's the author of The Soulful Art of Persuasion, and I'm so excited to have him on the show. I'm actually quite honored. But I was going to tell him my Dixadrill joke. Have you ever heard me say it?
No.
I can't remember, Ronaldo. You've never heard me tell my Dixadrill joke?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so there's the new liquid Viagra, and so now you can go home and pour yourself a stiff one. and the pharmaceutical name of it is my Dixadrill. How is my delivery?
I might have to steal that one. I might have to use that.
I got it out of Playboy like 25 years ago, and it's my favorite joke, and I always crack myself up, and I've never stopped laughing about it. But, you know, one of the things that Jason is a master at is the art of storytelling, and so I'm not the best storyteller because I let little details like trip me up, but a story's like a joke. So I was thinking maybe I might tell him that joke, but we'll see. I don't know if I have the guts to do it. We'll see how the show goes. But, you know, I always love having Autumn Connolly on. She's on the line with us. She lives in the Sky Islands of Arizona with her three kiddos and animal babies. She is the creator of Anvil Traditional Healing. I've got actually her plant-based keeper starter kit right here in my hand because I intended to do it this weekend, but I didn't get to it yet, but I'm going to. I didn't have the right jars, so I gotta get the right jars before I do it. But, you know, she's the creator of this product, Anvil Traditional Healing, and it's a company dedicated to restoring microbiome health through diet. You can follow her on Instagram at Anvil Traditional Healing. And Autumn is also a dear friend and a self-taught vegan chef, a serial gardener, and an avid believer in and teacher of the healing powers of meditation. You can contact her at meditatewithautumn@gmail.com. You're in for a treat, everyone. If you've never heard Autumn on the show before, how are you doing today, Miss Connolly?
I'm doing great. I'm sitting out in my chicken yard watching them peck at things.
Well, you know, speaking of birds, I have every white-winged dove, I think, in the town that I live in Sunnyvale, at my bird feeder. I swear, yesterday there were 20 white-winged doves. We counted them. And
oh,
I took
awesome.
A picture, but you couldn't see it real well. And what's up with that? I mean, it's like they say, phew, you know, it's cute, you know, like whistle. Over here, fellas, this is where you get all the grub. And they go through like a whole thing of it every single day to the point
where
now, like,
pigs.
They are little pigs. Like, I'm like, come on, dudes, you need to start writing me a check if you're going to eat them.
Well, you know, they also like
anyway,
too. So if you keep out the, if you keep the food out regularly, then they're going to mark you down as a good place to be.
Oh, yeah, but I love them. I have blue jays and white-winged doves and a ton of cardinals, and some of the ones I'm not even sure what they are. It's so fun to connect with nature, and so many health benefits from it as well, as you and I both know. Many people out there listening know that. But today, you know, one of the things that I want, that we want to talk about, that you want to talk about, is the dangers of fluoride. We haven't talked about this in a while, but so many people are unaware of what they're putting in their mouths and their baby's mouths when they're brushing their teeth. So, you know, let's talk about that, the dangers of fluoride. So you say it's a byproduct of the fertilizer industry. Is that right?
Yeah. So what it is, a byproduct, you know, so a lot of times when you make anything, there's some excess that results or remains from when you're making something. And in the fertilizer industry, there is this byproduct, and it's called fluoride. And it used to be something that they had to, you know, pay a tax on to dispose of, you know, as an industrial waste.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody clever along the lines decided, well, maybe there is a use for this waste, and we could, you know, reapportion it and make some money off of it versus having to pay money to get rid of it. And in doing so, you know, did a bunch of different testing with the items, and then landed on the fact that it actually does thicken your bone calcium. So teeth, you know, it makes your teeth thicker, makes your bones thicker. And they ran with that. And basically, it paints a very narrow perspective of the product, because it, you know, a lot of things will do one thing if you look at them in an isolated, you know, with isolated information. But the negative side negative side of fluoride is that although it makes everything thicker, it makes it much more brittle. So your calcium, your enamel, your teeth, you know, they're going to be thicker, but they're not going to be as strong or as dense as they would be otherwise. So less, maybe less cavities initially, but once you get a cavity, it will do much more damage than it would have done otherwise. Not to mention it's actually affecting your whole system, not just your teeth. You know, if you're putting it in your mouth, your mouth your mouth absorbs so much. So if you're brushing your teeth with fluoride twice a day, every day, if you're drinking fluoride in your municipal water supply, it's going to affect you all systemically, which then means as you age, your bones are going to be more brittle, which is obviously
Well, that's
a
convenient. Yeah, for a lot of reasons. You know, there's lots of pharmaceuticals that are sold with osteoporosis and, you know, degeneration of bones. What a scam. Well, like, seriously.
It is.
How in the, you know, how did we end up like this?
Well, you know, it's one of those things where I always feel like this conspiracy theorist when I talk about something like this. But then, you know, it's almost like common sense just leads you, and you and I have had this talk a million times, but it's like you follow the money. You know, where does the money go? And when you look at fluoride, you know, there's all kinds of stuff from online, and then even on Netflix, there's some documentaries these days that talk about fluoride. And it's like there's all this undercover footage of city workers putting it into the water supply. And it's like on the bag are skull and crossbones, dangerous, toxin, this and that. One of the videos that I watched a few years ago showed some of the fluoride actually pouring out of the bag onto a concrete slab, and it just ate through the concrete slab like within an instant.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah, it was crazy.
We put this in our water. There's so much work to be done and so much corruption to fight. I mean, it's unbelievable, really. I don't even, you know, this is a big problem, though, and here's why. Because you told me that there are links to major diseases and mental illness with fluoride.
Oh, yeah.
So let's talk about that.
Well, all of your, you know, buzzword diseases or illnesses are related to fluoride. You know, I would say cancer, diabetes, anything autoimmune, you know, typical run-of-the-mill ADHD, any sort of, you know, mental abnormalities. And the reason is because it's a toxin. It's not just a neurotoxin. It's just a full-body toxin. So if you're putting it into your body in any sort of regular regular maintenance or high-level dose or even just something that you're doing every day, multiple times a day and a little bit, what it's doing is it's just, you know, it's sending out red alerts throughout your system all the time, and that taxes a person's body. And so I'm not going to sit here and say with any authority that fluoride causes cancer, but what fluoride does is it causes your body to freak out. And when your body's freaking out over a constant poison being put into it, then things like cancer and other autoimmune diseases and other just degenerative diseases are so easy to creep up because your body's defenses are down.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And what about the mental illness part of it? That's really scary.
Yeah,
it's all scary, but especially mental illness is really scary because, you know, that's just, you know, that's a big thing. It's just a really big thing. And I speak with authority on that because I grew up in a home with a brother who was mentally ill, and it can ravage a family.
Oh, it totally can. I mean, and you just got to think. So what it's doing is this is a toxin. This is something that is essentially killing off your body's natural defenses. And one thing you've got to think about when you're ingesting it in something like your tap water is that it's going into your stomach and it's completely destroying your microbiome, completely destroying your gut, destroying the lining of your intestines. You know, it's wreaking havoc on your system. And at that same time, your mental balance is all energy. It's all based on energetic impulses. And the energetic impulses often originate from a large percentage from your gut, from your from the vagus nerve that is actually, you know, tied into all of the nerves that are in what you would think of as your gut, your intestines, your digestive system. They're all interconnected. So when you're destroying the bacteria, and not even just bacteria, but any microorganisms that live in that area of your body, then the signals are going to be all off. And that sort of thing over time, the way that the neurons work in your brain is by following a path of least resistance, following a groove. And if you essentially create a groove that is one of a mental illness, create a groove where the signals aren't quite matching up, and you're, even if you stop using the fluoride or if you start taking a medication for it, the groove is still there, and you have to do this you've got to do conscious work to rebuild yourself. And a lot of people wouldn't even ever make it that far. You know, what you'd be told is you have a mental illness, you prescription, you know, take a prescription, and that would be that. And really the underlying problem would still be there. So it just creates what I feel like are a problem on top of a problem on top of a problem. And it's also silly because, you know, the research is there. You just have to, people just have to take care of themselves and be their own self-advocate. And you know, when you Google fluoride, the first three websites that come up on my search engine are paid for by companies that are obviously supporting fluoride or supporting the toothpaste industry or supporting it. So it's almost like fake news. And it's obvious because you can go onto the page, you can see where this website's originated from. But if you were kind of just being lazy about your research, you'd go on there and you'd say, oh, this website's called, you know, the Foundation for Dental Hygiene. Yeah. And it says fluoride is really, really good for you. It's like you have to really, it's work. You know, you've got to put the work in to educate yourself and to understand, you know, don't just be spoon-fed what society wants you to think. You know, think for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, well, time is money, and money is time. Most people are struggling to pay their rent every single day, you know, hand to mouth. Where there are a lot of underpaid people in this world, and they don't have time to research stuff like this. And that's one of the reasons that I absolutely love what I do, and what I do with you in particular, is dig through all this stuff and get that kind of information out to everyone that needs it so they can live their best life. I think it's just so important. I do. Let's go to break, and then when we come back, more with Autumn Connolly. Always a pleasure. We'll be right back, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Now, Ziggy played guitar, jamming good with Webb and Gilly and the spiders from Mars. He played it left hand, but made it too far.
became the special man. Then we were Ziggy's band. Ziggy really sang screwed up eyes and screwed down hairdo, like some cat from Japan. He could lick 'em by smiling, he could leave 'em to hang. They came on so loaded, man, well hung in snow white tan.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. That was David Bowie, Fame. On my Roadcaster, I had my sound off, and I didn't realize it. And I was wondering why I sounded like I was underwater. I hadn't done that before, but you know, I invited Dean the Dance Machine, my cat, into the studio, and he kind of tripped me up. So welcome back. I've got Autumn Connolly on the line. She lives in the Sky Islands of Arizona with her three kiddos and her animal babies. She is also a self-taught vegan chef, a cereal gardener, and an avid believer in and a teacher of the healing powers of meditation. We're talking about the dangers of fluoride today, and we're going to be talking about safer alternatives to fluoride, which is oil pulling. And so what do you want people to know? Anything else about fluoride before we move on to the oil pulling, Autumn?
You know, it's just such a hard one for people to get over. A lot of people, it's something that's kind of been drilled into everybody since they were a child about the benefits of fluoride and how it's essential for healthy teeth and bones and all this. And I just would really just ask people to really take some time and do some research and, you know, educate themselves on it and, of course, make their own decisions. But I think you'll find once you educate yourself on the truth of fluoride, the average person mm-hmm. will see it as probably a detriment to their health.
Well, and a lot, as you said, a lot of cities put it in their water, and so you're really vulnerable, especially if you don't have the money to go buy bottled water or fancy water. And most people don't. You know, they're like, oh, we'll drink tap water. And then we wonder why the country's so damn sick. You know, so many people have so many problems, mental health issues, depression, you know, heart disease, cancer, you name it. And if we're dumping this in our water, beware. We need to do something about it. There's just so much work to do. There really is. It can be very overwhelming, but what were you going to say?
It really can be. Well, yeah, it really can be. And water is a huge problem. I always encourage people to do water tests. You know, the water tests aren't expensive. A lot of times big home improvement stores will give out free water sample test kits, and just do your research at your house, you know, and have your water tested and see what the levels mm-hmm. of fluoride in, because there are safer ranges. And a lot of times cities will overlook them and just make sure, you know, I know that water waters are expensive, but nothing's as expensive as having to fix a health problem.
Oh gosh, yeah, no, after your health
you
is your health, hands down. Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, I've got a natural well on my property that I've never tapped into. I'll have to take a picture. It's
cool.
Like from the 1800s. You should see how it's just really beat up and old. It's kind of an eyesore. But I was thinking with all this COVID-19 thing and everything that's happened, this quarantine and how important the health of your water is that, and I don't use any pesticides, you know that, on my property.
Yeah.
I'm going to find someone to help me figure out how I can go to the well and get water every day or pipe it into my house or something. right?
Yeah, it's great. The mineral content. I mean, you do anyone that you'd hire to do that would obviously have all the information on it. But you definitely have to have that water tested as well for a lot of heavy metals and stuff. But once you get around right. that sort of thing, I mean, the mineral content of well water can be just wonderful. I mean, it's almost mm-hmm. like, you know, something you buy in a bottle, you know, all the high jacked up mineral content waters and stuff, you know, you'd have your own little source of it back there. That's good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that would be amazing.
I think of Crazy Water in Mineral Wells, Texas, yeah. you know, about an hour outside of Dallas, one of the best waters yep. you can buy. Carol Elder is the CEO and a wonderful woman. Their family, it's a family run business now in Mineral Wells. But I mean, that water's famous and it really, people don't understand like the connection between their water and their health. That's how the story started, you know, with Crazy Water
yeah.
is that a woman who was crazy found herself in Mineral Wells, Texas, where a lot of celebrities used to go to this hotel that's there that they're actually renovating, or at least they were. And she started
yeah.
drinking the water in Mineral Wells, Texas. And because it had trace amounts of lithium in it, her mental illness disappeared, basically. And so that's where they got the name Crazy Water, that the water stopped
you
from being crazy. Did you know that?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you know, I did. I mean, in the back of my mind, I knew it. You know, I think that sort of stuff is just amazing. Isn't it funny how just some little abnormality in a water can have such a big effect? It's just like, you know, it goes back to the connection of all of us being so in tune with mm-hmm. nature and in tune with the earth. You know, it's like all the natural healing elements are there already. It just sometimes it's a little bit harder to find them than, you know, it's not as easy as a pill in a bottle, but when you find the right solution, when you land on the right natural solution, it often is something that completely reverses things almost immediately. And it's pretty amazing to see that. I mean, to hear stories like that, I think.
I know. I love that story. And you know, that's one of Jason Harris, that's one of his big things is storytelling, which I'm not so sure I'm that good at. Like I said, I let the minutia of all the little details kind of trip me up sometimes,
but
I just told that story pretty well, right? So I'm getting
yeah.
warmed up.
Yeah.
Well, oh my gosh. It's so good to have you on the air. I love having you on the air with us. I do. So safer alternative to fluoride is oil pulling. Let's quickly go through this because I want to do a mantra today. You have a mantra that you're going to do for protection. It's the Ad Gure Nama. I probably said it wrong, but it's you say that it's often used to protect your physical body, but it can also be used for emotional and spiritual protection. So I love that.
Yeah. All around protection. And, you know, I picked that one because it's actually one that I use for my kids before they go to the dentist.
Really?
So something that's scary, it's a good way to remind yourself that, you know, you're being protected by some sort of higher power, even if it's just a higher power within
mm-hmm.
yourself. You know, if you transmute the energy from a negative feeling into a positive feeling, then, you know, you create your own reality of protection. So
yeah.
it's the one that I will send to my kids. And I thought it went along well with the fluoride and the oil pulling discussion.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, when I talk to you, Autumn, I often think, because you're just so cool. You're so out there. You're so right on in so many different ways. I feel like you were dropped down from a spaceship or something.
That would have
been some sort of alien being.
It is.
Oh my gosh!
Some people in my life would like that explanation.
I like your weirdness. I want to be weird like you. Okay, so oil pulling. How do you do it?
So oil
tell
pulling
us how you
is
do
so
it.
Easy. Oil pulling in one easy step is get some oil and put it on a tablespoon first thing in the morning and put it in your mouth and swish it around. I like it. 20 minutes is usually the time that's recommended. I know people think that's a long time, but 20 minutes in the morning while you're showering, while you're getting your coffee stuff ready, while you're changing, you know, whatever
wait,
it is
wait, wait.
You do in the morning.
20 minutes, you have to keep coconut. It's coconut oil you use, right?
You really can use any oil. Coconut oil has some added benefits to it, but you can really use any oil, any high quality oil, olive oil, sesame oil, sunflower seed oil, those sorts of things. But I do prefer coconut oil. You know, it just kind of, but if I don't have any coconut oil, I'll just stick any oil that I have in my mouth and swish it
right.
around. You know, the enamel on your teeth is porous, so you're swishing this
right.
oil through, and it's the way that I kind of like to explain it is, you know, the little teensy tiny holes that are in your teeth, you know, they're not really cleaned as thoroughly as you'd like with a bristle of a toothbrush. It's not like you're getting every
mm-hmm.
little hole. So, you know, it's akin to a sponge, you know, take a sponge and get a sponge dirty. What would be easier to clean that sponge with? The sponge being the enamel on your teeth with all the little holes. Would you take a bristle brush to try to clean the sponge, or would you run the sponge under some running water? So,
okay.
this, using the oil, is akin to the running water. It's going through the teeth, through the enamel. It's actually like pulling, drawing out stains, drawing out bacteria, drawing out any sort of buildup that you may have in there, and allowing your teeth to, again, my constant theme here is heal themselves, because once they're not all gunked up with this foreign stuff in there, then the teeth are just like the rest of you. They're a living, breathing part of your body in a way.
Wow.
And them having access to their full potential is what causes, is what makes oil pulling be able to reverse tooth decay and reverse gum disease and reverse all these mouth yuckinesses that people get.
I want my teeth to be at their greatest potential. So we're going to have to discuss this next week, is what we're going to have to go to break here in a minute. So let's do our mantra for protection for everyone out there, to protect their teeth. And we've got Jason Harris coming up right afterwards. So Autumn, take us to it. Give us that mantra.
Awesome. Everybody close your eyes and big breath in. There you have it.
Beautiful.
Everybody's teeth are protected.
All right, beautiful. What a nice way to end that segment. I'm so excited to have you on the show always. Autumn Conley, thank you so much. You can contact her at... You're welcome at meditatewithautumn@gmail.com. As I said, I've been teasing it since the beginning of the show. Jason Harris coming up, author of The Soulful Art of Persuasion. You're not going to want to miss it. It is one of the best books that I have read in years. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Ronaldo Davis, and our very special guest today is Jason Harris. He is the author of The Soulful Art of Persuasion, The 11 Habits That Will Make Anyone a Master Influencer. Jason is the CEO of the award-winning creative agency, A Mechanism, and the co-founder of The Creative Alliance. Harris works closely with brands through a blend of soul and science to create provocative campaigns that engage audiences. Iconic brands include Peloton, Ben & Jerry's, Miller Coors, HBO, and the United Nations. Under his leadership, Mechanism was named to Ad Age's Agency A-List and twice to their Best Places to Work and to Creativity's Creativity 50. And Harris has been named in the top 10 most influential social impact leaders, as well as the 4A's list of 100 people who make advertising great. His methods are studied in cases at Harvard Business School. It is an incredible honor to have him on the show. His website is thesoulfulart.com. That's thesoulfulart.com. Jason, I'm so excited to have you on the show. Welcome to One Life Radio.
Thanks for that. That was quite an intro. That was very impressive. You got all that in.
I know. I practiced.
Very well done.
Well, thank you so much. That's an honor coming from someone like you. But It really is great to have you on the show. And I have to tell you, you know, your book, The Soulful Art of Persuasion, right out of the gate, you had me truly laughing out loud. And I wrote in my social media post that had I had food in my mouth, I would have spit it all over the place because I love your sense of humor. I just love it. So in the second paragraph, you really set the stage for a great read. And I'll just read it real quick. You said, as CEO of the creative advertising agency Mechanism, I belong to one of the least trusted professions in the world. The only people considered more dishonest, according to a Gallup survey, are used car salesmen and members of Congress. And then you went on to write this, that these attitudes say a lot about the nature of influence in the modern era. So I'm going to ask you this. What do these attitudes show? What can everybody learn from this?
Well, I think these attitudes show that in a fake news era, when you don't know what to trust and what's real and there's disinformation out there, and we are really bifurcated into our own echo chambers with people that think and believe the same way we do, in order to really sell and be successful today, the fundamental building block is really trust, and trust builds and breeds influence. And that's what I was trying to say is yes, I'm in one of the least trusted professions in the world. And the only way to overcome that is through transparency and trust as you try to play the long game in business and build relationships and try not to be a transactional thinker where you're just trying to do one sell to the other, to the other. But it's really about playing the long game and building long-term relationships with, you know, both in your professional and personal life.
Gosh, there's so much I want to cover with you. Why don't we start with the four principles that you outline in your book? Let's talk about those because they're at the very core of this. They're the four principles that you build on in order to be. A master.
Yeah, soulful persuader. Yeah, a master influencer, whatever you want to, either works. But these are, you know, I've been in the low trust business I've been a madman in advertising for, you know, geez, 20 something years. And what I've really found in building my own company and in this industry, I think it relates to anyone in any industry. And the four main principles, which I'll run through really quickly, and then we can have a conversation about them. But the first one is the idea of being an original and really being yourself. Everyone else has already taken that famous Oscar Wilde quote. It's about letting your freak flag fly. It's about putting your personal idiosyncrasies out there and not being one person in one boardroom, another person in another phase of your life, but really trying to always try to be true to yourself and what you believe. And that's sort of at the core of what I call being an original. And the second, do you want me to go through all of them or do you want to kind of
Whatever.
Talk about each one as we go? Oh, okay.
You know what? I'm so honored to have you on the show. You can talk about whatever you want. Your book is masterful, by the way, and it's my new business Bible. It's going to be a requirement to read in order to work in my team or with my team. I just feel it's so masterful. And how long did it take you to write it?
It took me 3 years to write it, really from start to finish, and trying to, you know, make it a educational business book, but also weaving, you know, personal stories and pop culture thoughts in there. It took me about from start to finish. It took me about 3 years. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I figured it took you a while because it's just, like I said, it's incredibly well written. It's entertaining. Your personality, your character, everything comes through in it. And I love kind of your East Coast slang. I really do. I could really relate to it. Like someone being slippery, you know, or, you know, I don't know, never be closing. I mean, there's so many parts of the book that I absolutely love. It's an incredible book. It is. But, you know, I know how important, it is to see things from, to have a willingness to see things from a different point of view. And you kind of address that in your book. Can you discuss the importance of focusing on our shared humanity during this divisive time that we are living in right now?
Yes. And this is, you know, some of the principles that I talk about in the book. And as you flip through it and read it, you'll know that some of those principles, you know, the four main ones are original, generous, empathetic, and soulful. And the thing that we're talking about now is the third one, which is about empathetic and shared humanity. And some of those principles, as you read it, Bernadette, you'll be like, okay, I already do those. Like I was born, you know, maybe you were born being an original person, being yourself. Maybe you weren't born a generous person. Maybe you weren't born seeing things from other people's perspectives. So it's really like you take this book and sort of know what you already have, and then you try to practice and make these things a habit. And one of them for me was this idea of empathetic and trying to develop a natural curiosity about others, trying to really understand at the end of the day that we are all 99.9% share the same DNA. It's that 0.1% that makes us different, but it's that 0.1% that we all focus on. And we focus on that not to understand where other people are coming from, but to say, if you don't believe the things that I believe in, you know, that you're an idiot or you're wrong, or how could you think that way? It's trying to go a level deeper behind what is compelling someone to think that way? Why do they have that sort of, idea system? And an example that I like to tell is a good friend of mine. If you remember when there was, you know, a lot of the anti-immigration, and maybe, you know, whatever side you're on that issue, I didn't quite understand why he was so, you know, we're all immigrants in this country, why he was so sort of anti-immigration, you know, into like, you know, building a wall and keeping, you know, really nationalism and that feeling, whatever your political views are. And so instead of arguing or trying to persuade from a sense of why I personally thought that was wrong, I wanted him to tell me a story of where that comes from, like what's all behind that. And, you know, he told me a story of how he was, his family was homeless for a few years because his dad had lost his job to an immigrant that, you know, that was his livelihood, and how it impacted his family. And so it came from sort of just bridging that understanding and that curiosity and trying to listen more than just judge, really helped me understand the motivation and what was behind it. And once you understand that, then you can have a different type of conversation. You can have a deeper conversation. And I think we're just so quick to have our own set of beliefs and not try to see why people formulate their set of beliefs. And I think that's really important in relationships and really in business too, to really understand where your client's coming from, you know, someone you work from, where are they coming from? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking of so many different stories. I wish we had a couple of hours to talk, because these are very important topics that we're talking about. I think of people that have worked for me before that, you know, one girl in particular, when she was 5 years old, she was going through the immigration process. Her family was, and they're Mexican or Latino. And at 5 years old, her father got pulled over for a DWI, and that was it. You know, once that happened, they had to basically go underground, you know? It's just, yeah. And you hear stories like that, but she was born in America, you know, or maybe she was brought over maybe at two. I guess she wasn't born here, because then she'd automatically be an American, right? Isn't that how it works?
Right. Yeah. That's how it works.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I think she was brought over when she was like two, but it was five, but she was 5 years old when it happened. And you hear stories like that, and it's heartbreaking. She's now got her legal status, but their family went through hell during that process, you know, from one little error, one little error, a bad judgment, driving while intoxicated. And so there's so many stories out there like that, and we do need to not judge one another. So many ways that we do that, and it's just not cool. I started a campaign a couple of years ago after seeing a homeless. It was at a stoplight, and I gave a homeless person some money, and I felt like somebody was looking at me. So I looked to my right, and sure enough, there was a woman in a Lexus who was pointing her finger at me and doing a thing like, "Shame on you! Don't give him money." I could like read her lips, and I thought, "How dare she?" You know. don't judge me and I won't judge you. And I got so kind of upset about it that I thought, you know what, I'm making a t-shirt. So I made a t-shirt and then sold it at my business and gave it away. A lot of times, in fact, I've got a bunch of them in my garage still. It's a long story. Because we made
what was the t-shirt?
Yeah. It was don't judge me on the front, and on the back it said, and I won't judge you.
Oh man, I love
you
that.
Like it?
That's so good. That's exactly I need one of those t-shirts. Yeah, that's
I'm gonna send you one.
Such a good way to think, yeah.
I'll send you a whole box of them. How about that? And you can give them away. But we've got to go to commercial break. I'm so enjoying talking to you. Everyone, stay tuned. More coming up with Jason Harris. He's the author of The Soulful Art of Persuasion. We'll be right back. Radio. This is Bernadette with Ronaldo Davis, and I have Jason Harris continuing on with us. He is the author of The Soulful Art of Persuasion, and he is the CEO of the award-winning creative agency Mechanism and the co-founder of The Creative Alliance. So great to have you on the show with us. I can't tell you how honored I am. I really am. And I'm not surprised at your demeanor and your personality because you're exactly like you are in the book. Has anybody ever told you that?
Yeah, I have heard that before. Yeah, you know, that's part of always being who you are. That's what I try.
Yeah.
Try to do as much as I can, you know?
Yeah, well, and you're doing a lot. You're truly a leader in this world. And, you know, I want to talk about the Creative Alliance and the focus on four key issues. Can we talk about that?
Yeah, sure. So the Creative Alliance is an organization that I co-founded really with the idea of, which I talk about in the book, the idea of soulfulness is one of the principles, and the idea that trying to do more to give back to the world than just, you know, earn a living and make money and have your friends and family, what can you do to make the world a little bit better place? And as you talked about at the beginning, being in such a dishonest profession, after a while, you realize you're making ads and marketing for these big brands in the world. And to me, that wasn't enough. So I wanted to do something else. And so my skills are, I know how to do advertising and marketing. So I started a group called the Creative Alliance, which has over 100 companies. And we really focus on a couple of key areas. We fight against sexual assault, racism. We try to do everything we can to get people to come out and vote, and gender equality. Those are sort of the four key areas that we focus on. And these companies come together and do pro bono work to use their skills of campaigns and advertising to try to give back to the world. And that's another part of the book, which I talk about, is striving to be inspirational and trying to do more that to inspire other people and to show that you're here on this planet to do more than just work. You've got to be giving back and trying to do more. And that's really the idea behind soulfulness.
Yeah, well, and you talk about use your powers for good, that we're all good at something, right?
We're all good at something, absolutely. And it can be anything, you know, like your audience, whatever someone, you know, well, you talked about homelessness earlier. There's a friend of mine in London who's a barber, and that's a skill. He can cut hair. He uses that to go out and clean up homeless folks and make them feel better and give them a haircut and make them feel common humanity because he talks to them for an hour while he's cutting their hair on the street. No matter what skill you have,
wow,
there's something you can apply that skill to give back and do something. Everyone has skill, right? Go ahead. Sorry.
I just that's such a sweet story. That's such an incredibly sweet story. And, you know, but a lot of homeless people are mentally ill and they need more attention than any of us. They've clearly been hurt very hard by something in life. And, I always give, and people will shame me for it. Like I said, I have friends that say, why do you do that? You know, not close friends, but, but people will say, you know, you're just encouraging them to, you know, for their addiction. I'm like, you know what? If that $5 or whatever helps them to have a better day, then that's okay. It doesn't matter. It's not my right to judge where they are in their life. Don't you think that's a very healthy way to look at it? Yeah.
Such a good way.
Yeah.
I think that no one knows what another person's going through, right? No one.
Right.
We think we know. We have no idea what someone else is going through and what their life story is. And so your T-shirt works really well. I won't judge you, and you don't judge me.
Yeah, my dad used to say, and I can hear the music playing, so I'm gonna have to kick the football here and hit the goalpost. But my dad used to say, you don't judge anyone unless you walk the mile in your shoes, and we could all, you know, God bless my dad, always been gone for a few years, but I think of that often, and we all should. And I can't thank you enough, Jason, for being on the air with me today. I hope you'll come back. It's been great. And I'm going to send you that box of shirts. You don't judge me, and I won't judge you. Thank you. Thank you.
I love it. I'll take that. Thank you so much, Brenda. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Take care.
Okay,
bye.
Everyone out there, have a great day. Get his book. I'm telling you, you won't be sorry. It is incredible, The Social Art of Persuasion. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. And you won't get to stay back, by the way. So get out there and make the most of it.